It's a packed house as Doc Severinsen takes the stage at Rapid City's Civic Center Theater. The man best known for his role as band leader on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show is here to heat things up, keep the room swinging, and have a good time with the hundreds of fans who lined up an hour early just to get seats for the show.
How are you folks feeling out there this evening? It's okay for starters, but you got to heat it up a little bit. We're going to try to get a little philosophy into what we do. Our first tune was, I Want to Be Happy. Well, who doesn't? So be happy. If that's what you want, then do it. And that's why we played that song, because we want to be happy here, and we want you to be happy. Is that all right with you? It's okay.
And okay it is for the next 2 hours as Doc leads his 14-piece band along with guest vocalist Vanessa Thomas through an extensive and upbeat catalog of songs, playing everything from jazz to blues to swing. For a kid who was born in Arlington, Oregon, population 600, what he refers to as a cow town, Carl H. Severinsen has done quite well for himself. His nickname is an abbreviated version of what he was called as a child, Little Doc, after his father, who was a dentist. Doc began playing trumpet when he was 7. At 14, he had the brass to audition for Tommy Dorsey, who was short a trumpeter due to the millions of men who were called up for military service during World War II.
So I walk into Tommy Dorsey's dressing room in Portland, Oregon, at the Paramount Theater, and he said, well, hi there, young man, what you got on occasion? I said, I caught my cornet. My voice was changing. And he said, do you mind if I take a look at it? I said, go for it. He took it out, and he promptly played two of the most difficult cornet solos ever attempted by any human being. Never missed a note and didn't work up a bead of sweat. It almost would break your heart if you're another trumpet player. And he's not even a trumpet player. He was a trombone player, the greatest ever.
As sad as that story was, there is a happy ending. Tommy Dorsey told Doc to go home, finish school, and come back to see him when he was a little older and a lot better. And that's just what Doc Severinsen did. He ended up playing with Tommy Dorsey and Harry James before landing in New York to work as a staff musician at NBC. That eventually led to an invitation to play with the highly respected Tonight Show Band, initially as first trumpet, then as musical director for Johnny Carson. The rest we all know, except for the fact that Doc has been touring pretty continuously since Johnny retired in 1992, which begs the question,
how do you do it? What keeps you going?
Desire and trying to think as young as I can. You know, when you're 86, you wake up some mornings and you say, I think I'll just be 86 today, until for about an hour, and then you get out of the chair and you say, hey, wait a minute, what am I doing here? And you talk to yourself, and all of a sudden you got a smile on your face.
It's that positive attitude that keeps Doc on his game, even as the senior statesman of trumpet. And it's the energy fueled by his positive attitude that Doc likes to bring to his audience.
My philosophy about life is you have to feel good every day. You have to be happy and joyous if you're going to reap the benefits. It's not easy to do. There's plenty of things that will put a stop to that, but after a while you learn how to just rise above that and keep your eye on the sparrow.
Doc also keeps an eye on the young players in his band, just as Tommy Dorsey kept an eye on Doc. He says he never asked them to do anything musically that he can't do himself. But even at 86, that's some pretty big shoes to fill. Doc Severinsen says he doesn't worry about the future or where his music is going. He lives a day at a time. As his concert ends, Doc is happy to say he had a good day today and hopes his audience did as well. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent with Doc Severinsen. Swingin' happy.